Denver Area King Soopers employees with the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 voted to ratify a 3-year contract with the grocer yesterday. The ratification officially ends a strike that began on January 12th. The union did not release details on the contract, but said it secured the most significant wage increase ever by a UFCW local for grocery workers. According to 9 News, highlights of the new contract include wage increases of at least $2 an hour in the first year of the contract, and some workers receiving wage increases in excess of $5 per hour. The union stated in its press statement it had successfully negotiated better health care, protective benefits, more stringent safety measures, and new pathways for full-time employment. Workers at stores in other parts of Colorado will vote on the contract over the next week. Employees at a Starbucks in Superior are undergoing efforts to unionize. The effort began late last month after workers at a Buffalo area Starbucks successfully voted to form a union in early December. According to the Denver Business Journal, 24 full and part-time baristas and shift supervisors at the Superior location filed a petition on December 30th with the National Labor Relations Board to become a bargaining unit under Workers United Service Employee International Union. Workers from the Superior store filed the petition after the company did not voluntarily recognize the union. On the same day of the petition, the employees also posted an open letter to Starbucks President and CEO Kevin Johnson, with workers asking for improved store security, better pay and hours, while expressing a need for the work to be a sustainable career. Pete DeMay, organizing director for Workers United in Colorado, told the Denver Business Journal a NLRB hearing concerning the petition will occur this week, with a mail ballot election likely coming in 4 to 6 weeks. DeMay also said employees at other Denver metro area Starbucks will file petitions in the coming days to seek formal NLRB recognition. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold announced yesterday her office has issued election orders and subpoenas to Elbert County Clerk Dallas Schroeder, requiring him to disclose information concerning a potential security breach. Griswold said she was alerted to the potential security breach after an affidavit signed by Schroeder was submitted in a lawsuit against her department. According to Griswold's press release, Schroeder stated in his affidavit he made an image of the voting system hard drive sometime before August 27, 2021, but the affidavit did not provide information how the copy was made or secured. Griswold said Schroeder has not responded to multiple requests for information, which prompted the issuance of an election order and subpoena to appear for a deposition. Schroeder is the second clerk to be investigated by the Secretary of State. Griswold sued Mesa County Clerk and Recorder Tina Peters last year, alleging similar activity, which has led to an ongoing criminal investigation of Peters. Schroeder, along with the Douglas County Clerk and Recorder, Merlin Klotz, and county commissioners from Park and Rio Blanco counties, are plaintiffs in a lawsuit claiming the state's election software was improperly certified in 2020, Secretary of State illegally destroyed election records, and that Griswold exceeded her authority by adopting emergency rules that prevented an election audit similar to what was reformed in Arizona. Griswold said in her press statement the lawsuit is based on multiple unfounded election conspiracy theories. GOP State Representative Ron Hanks from Fremont County began the suit against Griswold in mid-November. Hanks, who has announced a candidacy for U.S. Senate, has since withdrawn from the case. According to Colorado Newsline, Hanks has repeatedly made false claims relating to the legitimacy of the 2020 election and crossed police lines during the January 6 U.S. Capitol insurrection. Colorado lawmakers are looking at new ways of counting at-risk students after a 9% decrease in enrollment for the free lunch program. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Undercounting at-risk students means that school districts aren't receiving as much money from the state as they should. Lawmakers are looking to overhaul school funding after the number of students signed up for free or reduced-price lunch in Colorado this year dropped compared to the 2019-2020 school year. They feel that the current definition of an at-risk student is no longer accurate. Tens of millions of dollars for the districts could be on the line. The Colorado Sun reports that the state uses free and reduced-price lunch signups to help figure out how many students in a district are defined as at-risk. The count on lunch signups helps determine how much money school districts receive. But universal free lunch programs, implemented by many Colorado school districts during the pandemic, might mean families felt that there is no need to sign up for the program. State Representative Julie McCluskey, the chairwoman of the Committee on School Finance, says that because the at-risk student count is a key component of the school finance formula, it is time to upgrade the formula. State lawmakers plan to vote this week on modifications to how Colorado funds schools. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
Denver City Council members approved a contract extension yesterday to fund the Denver Day Works program through December 31st. The work program, operated by Bayoud Enterprises, Inc., provides displaced and unhoused residents with temporary low-to-no-barrier employment such as event cleaning and street maintenance. According to the Denver Gazette, program participants work six-hour workdays once weekly for 10 weeks and receive a $100 cash payment at the end of each day. The program also provides food and shelter resources at work sites and will attempt to secure 129 new job placements for participants during 2022. The contract extension will cost the city just over $700,000. For today's weather, there is a winter weather advisory in effect. Snow will continue to spread southward and will end from north to south late morning to early afternoon. Travel could become hazardous with slick roads and reduced visibility in heavier snow bands. Due to this morning's snow, some local school districts and private schools have announced delayed openings. According to the Denver Post, Aurora Public Schools and the Cherry Creek School District are among the districts that have announced delayed starts. There is a possible total snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches for Denver and Boulder and less than 3 inches for Fort Collins. Today's highs will be in the upper 20s for Denver and Boulder and a high near 32 for Fort Collins. Skies will be mostly cloudy this evening and will gradually become clear. Tonight's lows will be in the teens for Denver and Boulder and in the single digits for Fort Collins. Tomorrow, sunny skies will return with highs in the upper 30s, low 40s. The current temperature outside the Boulder studios is 28 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.